Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you once again from Commodity Classic 2012 here in Nashville. Had the opportunity to visit with some of the Syngenta folks about their continuing defense of atrazine. Rex Martin is head of industry relations for Syngenta. He says it's an agricultural chemical worth protecting. Rex, let's talk a little bit about some of the statements made at this news briefing this morning here at Commodity Classic regarding atrazine. This is a product that you indicated that you and your company have worked on for a lot of years.
That's right. You know, for over 50 years, atrazine's been a staple for corn and grain, sorghum, sugarcane farmers. We need to keep that product on the market. We know that it delivers a lot of economic benefits, and that's what Dr. David Bridges talked about today.
And you indicated that this is literally the most studied product probably in the history of agricultural chemicals.
It really is. And, you know, it's been that way because there have been several special reviews. There's been scientific advisory panels looking at the safety of atrazine. And we've shown time and time again that we properly steward this product. It is a safe product. It's an effective product. But it's taken a lot of dollars of research and development to make sure and show that to EPA.
One statement that you made I thought was really interesting, that this is maybe the product that we need to draw the line in the sand on.
Yes, we definitely do. Because it is the most studied product that's on the market today, if we were to lose such an important product like atrazine, I think it would increase the vigor of environmental groups to probably take out other products. So we have to draw this line. We lose this product, there are no other products that have been studied like this.
Rex Martin with Syngenta. Dr. David Bridges also talking on behalf of atrazine for Syngenta. He's the president of Abraham Baldwin Agricultural College out of Tifton, Georgia. He's been literally working on the atrazine issue for decades. Dr. Bridges, let's talk a little bit about kind of this journey that you've had with this chemical, atrazine. Why did you first get interested in actually looking at the safety record of this chemical?
Yeah, well, actually, I started back in my graduate school years. Most of my research emphasis was on developing methods to document and enumerate the use and benefits of pesticides in U.S. crop production. And so along the way, you know, this is the biggie. And I started working on it years ago when I was still active in research. And as I've moved through my career, this is the one part of my career that I've held on to, because I think it's important that we that if we're to feed the world's growing population, if we're to sustain the really important agricultural export part of our economy, which right now is huge, if it were not for agricultural exports, this country would be in deep trouble in terms of its economy. And so we felt that it's important to continue doing that type of work.
When we think about atrazine, it seems like this is a product, as you alluded to, tremendous number of studies, big, almost bullseye on its back. Why has this turned into such an epic battle?
Well, I think it's a matter of scale. Those who wish to change how we do business in agriculture and pesticide industry in this country, I think they want a big victory. And this is a big product. It's been used for a long time on a lot of acres, accumulated up. It's a huge product. But from a standpoint of something that you could easily pick off, it's not really a good choice because, as you pointed out, you know, 50 years of studies have shown that it is a safe product. It doesn't pose an unreasonable risk to humans or to the environment. And certainly the benefits are astronomical. There's not another product out there for which you can show the magnitude of benefit over such a long period of time as atrazine. So while it would be a tremendous victory if you could knock it off, they really picked the tough one to pick on.
What's the end game on this thing?
Oh, I think I don't think there is an definable end point. I really don't. I think the goal here is to, so long as the data shows the product is safe, keep the product in the hands of the American farmer. That's the simple goal. And, you know, will we ever get an eternally abiding document in our hands that says, yes, the American farmer can use atrazine from now to the end of time? No, probably not. It will be a continuous, you know, continue to reinforce, continue to prop up. And I just think that's, you know, we're in the midst of another cycle of that right now.
Dr. David Bridges out of Tifton, Georgia. On the Oklahoma Farm Report from Commodity Classic 2012 in Nashville, I'm Ron Hayes.